Nobody lets nobody's blood.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
The new world.
Y'all, the rap show.
Yeah, new rap show, smoke shit. Everybody's smoking their own L's around here.
That's, hey, shout out to smoking your own L's. You know what I mean? BYOB, bring your own blunts out here. That's how that goes down. Reality rap show. Listen, now, this is, you know, Big Mo got something to say for anybody that been profiled out there. You know, we got our own little stories. You know, if we felt some type of way about something, you know, and then he got into a little, like, why he don't steal? Because he got that type of face of, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
If you got a steal-looking face, nigga, you a thief.
He could be a
like
problem.
Like y'all did, like when you came out that store, yeah, and you kept it moving, they already had the cops on me when I walked in the mall. They looked at me and said, oh, yeah, this nigga ready to steal something. They was already on me, so I can't give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, you just can't do that.
You got a situation that happened once upon a time when you, you walked up in a situation and you got the eyes looking, got the stairs or the rolls or the pocketbook. You know what I mean? Snatched away. You know what I mean? Walked to the left or some shit like that. Got all that, huh?
I remember this lady. I was walking. I parked. I mean, I go to the supermarket. I park like, you know, far away. So I was walking through the parking lot. I was moving kind of fast. I mean, kind of high. I looked like he had glasses or something. You know what I mean? I was moving kind of fast. This lady was sitting in the car. This old lady. She seen me coming, and she was like, she didn't have the keys in the car or something. So she like breaking her neck to lock every fucking door, and I'm looking at her lock every fucking door because she seen me coming right at her. She's locking every door, and I think she hurt herself. But I made it my business to walk directly by her car, and I looked, and she just looked at me and was just smiling after she locked all the cars. But the way she was moving, I think she hurt herself. I really think she hurt herself because she was like rubbing her elbows. And like, that shit made me feel kind of good. I ain't gonna lie to you. But she was rubbing because she was trying to lock all four doors. That shit made me feel kind of good. I ain't gonna lie about that. But that's just one of many stories I got behind that shit. That's great.
Oh, man. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
Yeah. Shouldn't happen, but we all got that shit, you know.
But that's just the way it
fit the description
is,
and shit.
That's it.
Oh, man. Ill situation, man. You know, anybody gotta do a little better dealing with the situations and shit like that.
But you know what I found amazing about this is, right? Well, not, I don't want to say amazing.
It's shocking.
But what took me back about this? It's because when he was telling us the story behind the scenes, not that particular story, but just about the situation, we all know as black men what it feels like to have someone clench their purse or try to hurry up and close the elevator door when you...
Cross the street.
Yeah, cross the street.
That's the classic. That's the classic all day. Cross the street.
Lock the doors, you know. But what I think some people might not get... What I want them to get from this is Big Mo's side, in the sense of just because he is a little darker than the rest of us, and maybe has a certain kind of look on his face, just like, you know how we talk about resting fish face, right? But he ain't necessarily mad at nobody. It's just how he looks. This is how he looks at that moment.
That's it. But the bad part about it, but I'm still cute.
Yeah.
That's what's fucking up about you.
And this what's crazy,
I look
to me
mean,
is,
but I'm still cute.
I never
though.
Even
that's
looked at my brother
face.
Like that. Like,
I'm still cute as hell, though. Where's my...
Yeah, like, anybody
shout out to Big Ball. Hey, listen, man. Billboard yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Just what it is.
Hey, man, come on now. Put your billboard up. You ride on the highway, see the billboard. Big
like,
Ball.
Everybody that knows Big Balls knows. I never even looked at him like that, but then when he's telling me how other people look at him, that's what took me back, because that's crazy, like, because if you know him, you know how good of a dude he is, so that's wild to me.
You know.
That's all right. Shout out to all the mean-looking dudes out there. They got half of their
whole shout out to James Evans from Good Times.
All that shit been out.
All the mean-looking faces. James L. Jones.
That's it.
James Evans.
Shout out to all y'all. You know, all us mean niggas out.
Yeah, they got the stone face. Yeah, he got stone face. He don't look happy. That motherfucker don't. They don't look happy. Jim Brown don't look happy at all.
I didn't want that ass.
Yeah, I don't want that ass. So he's like, you know, that's a beating. What's a beating? James Evans. That's a beating. Ass whoop. That's what that is. Nah.
Fuck it, I look mean. My dad look mean. Man. Look mean too, everybody.
Oh, man. Shit, man. You know what it is, man. Reality rap show.
I mean, it has its perks, though. You know what? I can't really, you know. Sometimes it works out for you, you know what I mean? I'm not really a mean dude, but you know what I mean. If I look mean, niggas might think I'm mean, but it works out sometimes. Niggas probably scared of me because I look mean, but I probably wouldn't kill a fly. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though.
Oh, man.
Niggas might have thought I would do something, but I ain't doing nothing. I ain't busting no grapes, nigga.
You got too much to lose, man.
Nah, no
big,
more.
You got big casino over
that's
there.
That's the 20 right there. That's the that shit in my 20.
You got big casino, man. You got the floorboard shit going on.
Yeah, talk about that story.
Got the floorboard.
Hey, this nigga.
What's that? Get the casinos?
Nah, remember when you at the club that day when we was talking the nigga had beef with the nigga
Surfside?
Nah, we was in Wildwood.
Oh man, I don't know about that.
Certain dude was had some beef with some other dude. The dude we was with, he had beef with the dude. I don't know what they was beefing for some reason. But the nigga that came up and was like, "Yeah, man, we're gonna get your boy," or some shit like that. So we was outside. We went outside smoking, and then the nigga was over there in the car. Like, yeah, he was over there listening. He was just over there air hustling. Uh-huh. So I'm drunk as hell. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Where's my let them niggas touch anybody over here. I'm going to kill everybody in this motherfucker right here. Where's my... I ain't have a motherfucking slingshot. That nigga thought I was going to shoot up the whole club. Where's my... Yo, where's my... So we went right back in the club. The nigga stole my man and bounced. He stole the nigga, bow, punched him right in his face and bounced out the club and left. Got his car and bounced out. Like, oh shit, this is crazy.
Oh man.
Since this day, this nigga look at me, the nigga I'm talking about that was all scary to me, like I was going to shoot him. The nigga right now, he won't even look at me. To this day.
That's the good proof.
Oh, man.
Wildwood, man.
Talk about doing some dumb shit right there, baby. I remember I rode from Wildwood drunk as hell with a donut on my front tire. And I'm sitting, I forgot I had a fucking donut on there. I'm like, why the fuck is my car only doing 80 miles an hour? I go 120 every weekend. How the fuck am I doing 80 miles? I'm like, my car don't fucking cook you. Yo, I'm thinking, oh shit, I gotta do it. Yo, I should have been dead. I swear. I should have been in somebody's fucking ditch somewhere.
Oh, man.
That shit was a crazy situation. Stupid shit.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
We all done that shit, man.
That's all I was gonna say. I wasn't trying to push 120, though.
we used to race from the club back in the day. Where's my everybody get outside? We used to race. Like, yo. Whatever we was going to Pleasantville for, we was like, you know what? We going to Pleasantville? I bet I'll get there first. All right, I'll get there first. Nigga, I got $50. I'll get there first. All right, get in your car now. Pew, pew. We out. I slow down when I think the cops is coming. I mean, we nobody ever got pulled over.
Nah.
I mean, thank the Lord, though. It was like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Yeah, it used to be late nights. I remember having to be, what do you call that shit? I don't know.
A curfew?
No, I don't know.
No, you ain't no fucking curfew.
Come on, man, come on.
Nah, I said,
we never rolled with no curfew. Nah. We was dipping out of windows and shit. Our parents didn't know where the hell we was.
Shout out to stealing the fucking car. Shout out to anybody that stole the car. I mean, you have a license and shit like that.
I was the designated driver one night from Wildwood. And wasn't told beforehand that I was going to be the designated driver.
Oh, that's dope. That's
an LS. All my dudes in the car knocked out, snoring, No, it wasn't. It was the summertime, but it was cool because it was getting late. I'm driving home and I had to put the windows down so that I could stay the hell up to make the trip back.
I was always a designated
driver,
man. And I was drunk.
Shout out to y'all, man. Who had to be the designated? That's
fucked up. Like myself.
Yeah,
I don't do that shit no more. I think.
Nah.
Yo, the niggas used to suit me up when I was drunk. Like, yo, you the best drunk driver ever.
Yup.
Yo, word is law. I'm like, yeah, word is law. Got this shit, nigga. I drive all the way to Delaware. I'm gonna fuck, nigga. Let's go. Yo, word is law. We drove all the way to Atlanta with 40s. A cooler full of 40 all the way up to Atlanta. Just getting drunk all the way there. Unbelievable.
Shit we used to do.
Stupid motherfucker.
Gotta grow up on day, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Reminiscing the taste, smoking in the boys' room over here on the Reality Rap Show. That's what's going on right now, man. Chilling. Get with us, man. Reality Rap, www.realityrapshow.com. You know, talk some shit. Get your drinks and all that good shit. But we about to get up out of here. It's almost that time. Put myself on the plane. Pilot the co-pilot. Out of here, man.